Let your kids be kids. There is a significant connection between increased physical activity in children and decreased upper respiratory tract infections. In other words, the more active children are, the less likely they are to get sick. This observation is based on clinical research done by a team of Polish scientists. Their study, Association of Low Physical Activity with Higher Respiratory Tract Infections Frequency Among Preschool Children, was published in the peer-reviewed journal Pediatric Research in January 2023. The more active, the better. The Polish researchers designed the study to examine two groups of children, all between the ages of 4 and 7 years old. 104 children total were enrolled in the study. Their average age was 5.3 years old. The scientists separated the children into two different groups. One was a low physical activity group and one was a higher physical activity group. Then they measured the number of days the children spent ill from upper respiratory illnesses. They followed the children for a total of 60 days, relying on parent reports. In order to accurately measure the children's physical activity, the children in the study wore fitness monitors that tracked their daily footsteps, intensity levels of physical activity, and how much they slept. They wore these devices 24 hours a day for 40 days. The scientists found that the more physically active the children were, the less likely they were to be sick with symptoms of upper respiratory infection. More specifically, children who took 1,000 extra steps a day had a 4.1-day reduction in the number of days they suffered from colds. In addition, children who spent 3 hours or more per week playing sports had fewer upper respiratory infections than children who did not regularly participate in sports. This study was observational. First, the researchers set up parameters. These included higher versus lower physical activity, involvement in sports, and exposure to environmental toxins such as smoking and allergens. Then they defined the outcomes they were looking for, which was the number of days the children spent out sick. With this information in mind, they were able to detect a signal. That is, they observed a definite correlation between increased physical activity and decreased number of days children spent being sick. But since this was an observational study, it was not immediately clear why the children who were more active reported fewer sick days. No connection between smoke exposure, sleep, and respiratory infections. Interestingly, the study did not find a connection between exposure to pet hair or secondhand smoke and an increased or decreased number of sick days. There also did not appear to be a correlation between how much sleep a child got, how many siblings they had, their gender, or whether they had been vaccinated, and the number of days they were sick with respiratory infections. At the same time, the children who were in sports programs did show a marginal decrease in the number of sick days. More effective immunity improves children's quality of life. In pediatric patients up to 5 years, morbidity and mortality due to RTIs continue to prevail in substantial numbers, the researchers wrote in their discussion. These respiratory infections include rhinoviruses, RSV, influenza, and influenza-like illnesses, as well as seasonal coronaviruses. Moreover, 45% of preschool children who had experienced frequent colds suffered from infections later in school age, the scientists wrote. Recurrent respiratory infections, defined as 8 or more infections per year, significantly spoil the QOL of preschool children and may lead to asthma in the future. We demonstrated that a higher number of steps per day in preschoolers resulted in more effective immunity, reflected in fewer days with symptoms. So, as the scientists discussed, lifestyle practices that help young children stay free from respiratory infections may improve their quality of life both immediately and in the future. More specifically, according to this study, one very important lifestyle practice for young children is movement. In other words, more physical activity can improve children's lives. The more active a preschooler is, the healthier their childhood will be. This study dovetails with hundreds of others that demonstrate that physical activity is important for both mental and physical well-being. For instance, other recently published research showed that exercise is more effective than pharmaceuticals for treating mental health ailments in adults. The message to parents and educators seems clear: get children off screens and outside. Preschoolers need to be running, jumping, playing, and moving their bodies in order to stay healthy. We need a revolution. Dr. Colin Lin is a family physician based in Redding, California. A father of two children, Lin was not involved in the Polish study, but he did review it carefully. Do we, as a medical community, actually need this sort of data before it's accepted? Lin said, "Why do I need a scientific journal to tell me that I need to exercise in order to be healthy?" Lin continued, sounding frustrated. "Kind of feels like common sense to me." At the same time, Lin pointed out, this study, along with literally hundreds more, calls into question many of the COVID-19 protocols that were quickly put into place by public health officials in the absence of both scientific data and common sense. Recommendations to keep children at home, for example, which made it much more difficult for them to exercise and much more likely that they would spend their days on screens, mostly playing video games, were based on fear, not scientific data or logic. In fact, children's daily physical exercise and activity decreased by at least 20% during government-mandated social distancing, according to a meta-analysis published in JAMA Pediatrics in July 2023. In this age of COVID, we locked ourselves in our homes, Lin said. And it keeps going. We're permanently logged into our Zoom meetings, falsely believing we're being kept safe behind our masks. Maybe before we're lost forever in permanent sedentarianism, we do need some hard data to remind us that it is actually healthier to get outside and exercise. Lin said he hoped the scientific community and medical establishment will start to pay attention to the research. "I do hope that this article is the beginning of a scientific revolution that will help us all, globally, become more physically active," he said. "That's how we'll live in a healthier world,